Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Preparations are stepping up for Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to the United States next week from the 15th to the 20th of April, as he himself said in a recorded message on Tuesday in the Vatican.
In just a few days from now, I shall begin my apostolic visit to your beloved country. Before setting off, I would like to offer you a heartfelt greeting and an invitation to prayer. As you know, I shall only be able to visit two cities, Washington and New York. The intention behind my visit, though, is to reach out spiritually to all Catholics in the United States.
Pope Benedict's pastoral journey by the theme of Christ, Our Hope, takes him, in a week's time, among other places, to the headquarters of the United Nations and is, as we all know, in the footsteps of his predecessors to the See of Peter, Paul VI first and then John Paul II. But perhaps what's less well known is that, broadly speaking, in a way, the first pope ever to have visited the United States was Pius XII. But why don't you sit down for a moment and take the time to listen to this 20th century Pope as he speaks to Americans over the airwaves through the microphones of Vatican Radio in this recording from our own archives.
Dearly beloved of Christ began to broadcast its weekly message of faith and fellowship, just as the Vatican Radio, which carries to you our cordial anniversary greeting and paternal blessing, was being readied here at Rome for the use of the Pope in his worldwide ministry to souls.
That was the voice of Pope Pius XII speaking in English through the microphones of Vatican Radio to another Catholic radio station right across the Atlantic Ocean. It was 1950 and he spoke to a nation which he himself had become the first pope in history ever to have visited, clearly before his election to the See of Peter. No doubt this broadcast must have brought back memories of that crossing aboard an ocean liner almost 30 years earlier, when he was still Cardinal Eugenio Pacelli, the Vatican's Secretary of State, on his way to visit the United States. A month-long stay which ended in New York, where he met informally with the nation's president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, curiously on the 6th of November, 1936, the day after the American leader's re-election to the presidency. And on his return, this autumn journey may have inspired what seem to us today words of archaic poetic license. Quote, "Our voice on the wings of that marvellous creation of human genius is wafted from the Vatican Hill across the Atlantic in answer to your desire to hear from us a word that might stimulate the ardour of your missionary zeal." Unquote. An archaic poetic license which also revealed this Roman pontiff's admiration for the marvels of modern science.
"When it but to adjust the voice and ear to the sensitive drum of a microphone and the loud speaker to enable human minds really to meet and the human hearts really to beat as one."
Celebrating over a quarter of a century of Catholic broadcasting in the United States provided Pope Pius XII with the opportunity to thank Americans for what he described as a vast treasure dispensed over the airwaves with alertness and unflinching zeal to homes, schools, and churches. But his words did not just highlight good news.
"Grace and goodwill, for which family, church and state have been so sorely athirst during this fateful quarter century of wars and rumours of war, of a struggle with the perverse powers of darkness and hate."
Those were, after all, as I mentioned earlier, the 1950s in the aftermath of the Second World War, And the Pope's mind was, as he stressed, bent to the task of keeping hearts always attuned to the single, eternal objective of the Prince of Peace.
Not a cold and a cowering coexistence of a rival neighbors and the nations, but a communion in truth, justice and the crystal love of a brothers under God.
A spirituality, Pope Pius XII pointed out, the sponsors and speakers of the Catholic Hour had been careful to separate from the political.
But for 25 fruitful years, they have rendered you the most pressure of social services, in sharing with you and your children the redemptive message of the living Christ in the full majesty of its human appeal, its healing power, its terrible urgency for a world confused and afflicted before the spectre of a spiritual disaster amid the unfolding marvels of the Lord's great universe of truth and goodness and beauty.
This message to celebrate 25 years of minutes and hours over the airwaves dedicated to Catholics of the United States may have been in English, but it would not have been complete had it not ended in Latin, the official language of the Catholic Church. One obviously familiar to the Pope himself, but also to American churchgoers in those pre-conciliar days.
Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos et maniat semper.
And that brings an end to this transmission. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.